Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for June 2nd, 2023. The New York Mets defeated the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 4-2 at Citi Field on Thursday afternoon. Max Scherzer led the charge for the Mets, going seven innings of really, really excellent baseball. The only real blemishes on his day came in the first inning, which was really as much a fault of his catcher as himself. You know, he did walk a batter and give up a single, but then when a double steal was executed, Francisco Alvarez airmailed the ball into left field, leading to the first run scoring, and then a sacrifice fly led to the second run scoring. But Scherzer would be absolutely dominant after that, giving up just five hits and one walk, striking out nine, lowering his ERA on the season to 3.21, and generally looking just like the bulldog that we all know and love Max Scherzer to be. On the offensive side, today was all about Mark Canha again. Well, not all about. The Mets were down 2-1 when Canha came up to the plate and hit a two-run homer to put them up 3-2. They would add an insurance run on a sac fly from Mark Vientos, and that would be a nice thing. But generally, the Mets didn't need too much today to beat the Phillies. Now, on one hand, I wish they would score more runs because the Phillies aren't a great team. On the other hand, they swept the Phillies. I really can't be too upset about that. The Blue Jays are coming to town for the weekend series. The Blue Jays, who are kind of a middling team this year, but they are, you know, above 500 because that's just the AL East is just that way. All the teams are above 500, but they are facing the better part of their starting rotation starting tomorrow night, facing old friend Chris Bassett. You know, I harbor no real ill will towards Bassett, although he did turn into a COVID weirdo at the end there. And seemed to really dislike playing in New York the last month or so he pitched there, which was not great either. But, you know, whatever. Life's too short to hold grudges against starting pitchers for being kind of weirdos. Although the COVID stuff, you know, fuck him. Anyway, I'm interested to see how the Mets do against their old foe, or their old friend, rather, a current foe. He seems like the kind of pitcher that might kind of get them messed up because they tend to not know what to do with junk ballers, and Bassett can at times throw enough different pitches that he sort of resembles that junk ball style. So we'll see what happens there. But whatever happens there, it doesn't erase the fact the Mets swept the Phillies. And anytime that happens, it is cause for celebration around these parts. And so let's also note that Mark Canha, day one of Pride, has already been rocking two different rainbow t-shirts, one on the way to the ballpark, one during his post-game interview. And Mark Canha is an incredible ally for the LGBTQIA+ community. Keep it up, Mark. We love you for it. Really interested to see what Brooks Raley does on Pride Night. But that's a story for another day. Thank you for listening. Go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce or homerunapplesauce.com to support this podcast directly. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.